Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most companies know the value of being able to be found via a Google search. It's what's known in the industry as search engine optimization, or SEO. Our next guest says that artificial intelligence is changing that strategy. Jade Pruitt is founder of Hello SEO, and she joins us now by phone from her company in Columbia. Jade, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So tell us how you got into this business.
Yeah, so I have a degree in literature, oddly enough. And when I first graduated college, I was doing a lot of freelance writing. And the more I did, the more clients I was getting that were asking me to optimize the copy for SEO. One of the original blogs that I wrote was called Best Dog Brush for Husky, which isn't even English. But from there, I got very interested, and I was already dabbling around with data and data analytics. So it was a perfect segue into a new part of my career.
I think most of our audience probably knows what SEO is, search engine optimization. Talk about how artificial intelligence is affecting this.
Yeah, so for the history of my career, Google has had a virtual monopoly on this space. Maybe a little bit of search would come in from Bing or maybe Yahoo, something like that. But Google has owned about 98% of the market share. And as these LLMs or these AI chatbots like ChatGPT and Perplexity are coming out, we're seeing Google lose its market share and we're seeing users move over to these LLMs to start searching. And it sounds really scary. You know, we've been very set in our ways for a long time and it seems pretty straightforward, but it's actually going to be amazing for small to mid-sized businesses.
Yeah, you know, I have a small business. I tried this, on Google search where, you know, in the top five, we got good SEO apparently. And when I asked ChatGPT, didn't mention us at all. And so I asked, what about this company? And Chat came back and said, yeah, that's a good choice too. So why would a company not show up in a search on an AI machine?
Right. So there is code on the back of every website that tells traditionally Google's robots which pages to look at and which pages to not. And now those things have to be optimized for all of the LLMs as well. So that can be one reason that you're not showing up, because maybe your website isn't giving them permission, and maybe it's not even telling them exactly to not, but it's kind of in that gray area, so they're not looking at your website the way that they should. But introducing your website to ChatGPT just by being like, hey, what about this website, has actually yielded some really good results for my clients who have played around with that. So that is another way to introduce your website to ChatGPT.
Okay, so it sounds like I've taken care of that then.
Right. Yeah, you're good to go. But we are discovering slowly what those ranking factors are that are going to help you show up better. One that's really crazy is ChatGPT pulls all of its search results from Bing. So submitting your sitemap to Bing the same way you would to Google and also optimizing for Bing's criteria will help you show up in ChatGPT. It won't necessarily help with the other LLMs that are out there, but that is kind of like a fun one that's been figured out so far. And also making sure that you have schema on each page of your website that allows the LLMs to kind of get a snapshot of what each page is about without having to read the whole thing. As we all know, it's all over the news. LLMs take so much energy to run, and so they're kind of programmed to be lazy. So any way that you can help them see what your pages are all about without having to sit there and, you know, really read the whole thing will be really helpful for them.
Okay, and so what is schema?
Schema is structured data. It's like an extra layer of code you can add onto your website. Ironically, you can get ChatGPT to help you write your schema. And then it's something that you can plug in to your website to get it ranking better.
This evolution, I guess you could call it, towards these large language model AI, is that going to benefit businesses in the long run?
Yes, and it's actually going to be better for small businesses. LLMs seem to be skipping over those large, like, conglomerate sites and going straight to the source. So I have a travel client who traditionally has gotten a lot of traffic in from Viator and TripAdvisor. But now we're seeing that the LLMs are just sending people directly to their site, so they get to keep their margins and they don't have to worry about competing in Google against these massive, massive sites.
All right. Very good, Jade. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Jade Pruitt is founder of Hello SEO, and she joined us by phone from her office in Columbia, South Carolina, and we will have a link to her organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.